Here's another lesson on walking on the raw, glorious, manifold wisdom of God path. In Luke chapter 21, verse 15, Jesus said, "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom." Notice that, a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries, all of them, should not be able to gainsay nor resist. That is a powerful verse. And then if you look in Acts chapter 6, verse 10, in a time of the adversary putting pressure on Stephen, the 10th verse says, "And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake." Now, wisdom was one of the greatest characteristic of Jesus' life and his ministry. Luke chapter 2, verse 40, and Luke 2:52 give us an aspect of Jesus' ministry. Let me go there a minute, because I want to work with you on living a life of wisdom and dealing with things from another perspective, another realm, another power, another understanding that will stop all other things. You notice in there in Luke 2:40, it said, "And the child grew," talking about Jesus, "and it says he waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him," or the favor of God was upon him. Then in the 52nd verse of Luke 2, these are four powerful scriptures, 2:52, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." Now, I would propose this to you as you're praying about things and getting direction, maybe to help somebody else. If Jesus needed to be filled with wisdom, you and I need to stay filled with wisdom. So today I want you to ask God to fill you with wisdom that you may handle everything you handle today, you may handle it in the wisdom of God. He will do it. If you ask him, he will fill you with his wisdom. Jesus' ministry was based on operating in the wisdom of God. Now that verse in Luke 21:15, he said he'll give you a mouth and wisdom. Some people just got a mouth. But he said he'll give you a mouth and wisdom. And he said when your mouth is filled with his wisdom, the enemy don't stand a chance. The enemy cannot stop you. The enemy cannot overtake you. So there's a word of wisdom. There's a word right now that can be placed in your mouth, or placed in your house, or placed in your heart. And one of the things I want to emphasize to you, this wisdom is needed to flow through your soul, through your inner man, through your heart. In your spirit, you are the wisdom of God. But out of your spirit has to go into your soul, into your thinking, into your imagination. How to function in the wisdom of God. This scripture, he said, Jesus said, "Father, give you a mouth," all right? "And wisdom." So that's a mouth with wisdom in it. It's sort of like Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law should not depart from your mouth." In other words, when you speak the word of God by revelation and by understanding, you're speaking the oracles of God, you're speaking the will of God, you're speaking the purpose of God, you're speaking the plan of God, you're speaking out of the power of God, and you activate miracles, you activate sign, you activate wonders, you activate blessing, you activate answers, you activate your birthright, you activate your image which is an I am image. You open the I am door, you open the I amness of the good shepherd. You open, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So all those I ams in you begin to come open as you operate in this kind of wisdom, it's an I am wisdom.